Wisconsin's largest school district has a new permanent superintendent. Keith Posley had been serving as interim superintendent of Milwaukee Public Schools since May of this year. Then, at a special meeting yesterday, the board unanimously voted to negotiate a permanent contract. WUWM education reporter Emily Files was there and has this report.
The MPS school board is hiring from within. Keith Posley is a longtime district employee. He's been with MPS for 29 years as a teacher and then administrator. He took over for former Superintendent Darian Driver after she left for another job in the spring. Since then, Posley has said repeatedly that he is interested in the permanent job, and the school board has praised him for his work so far. The board held multiple closed-door meetings over the past couple months to discuss Posley's contract. At Tuesday's meeting, the board talked in private for more than an hour before coming back into public session with a decision. The eight members voted unanimously to begin contract negotiations to keep Posley on the job. Posley shared his reaction after the meeting.
I'm excited, ready to go to work for young people, which I've been doing for the last 29 years. That won't change. My commitment won't change. It's just going to even be more intense to try to make sure that we get our young people where we need to be.
Posley says his goal is for all MPS students to be proficient in core subjects, reading, math, and writing. It'll be an uphill battle. Recently released state exam results show just 1 in 5 MPS students is proficient in English, and even fewer are proficient in math. Here's school board president Mark Sain.
We are not where we need to be as a district, but his desire to take us there proves well. I think his focus is in the right place. And I think with the board support and the support from the staff, we'll get our children there.
As the new superintendent continues his work, the board may ask the public what they want in a school district leader. Board member Paula Phillips said she wants to hold a public forum on the subject next month. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.